Sagt die Mishnah weiter, im Sechtes Rosh Hashanah, Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah asks, Umei Ayin, Hayim Masiyin Masuais. In other words, on which mountains did they light these fires? And what was the Seder of the mountains, one after the other? Sagt the Mishnah, they started in Mehar HaMishcha. That's what we call Har HaZesim, which is near Yerushalayim, Mizrach of Yerushalayim. In the Pasuk, this mountain is referred to as Har HaZesim. The Mishnah refers to it as Har HaMishcha, because that's where the zeisim, the olives, were taken from, where they would use oil to smear themselves. Now this mountain is technically outside of Yerushalayim, but it's not far from the city. That's also the mountain where they burnt the Paraduma on. You had to be able to see the Pesach HaHechel when they burnt the Paraduma, so it couldn't be too far. Now, it went from Har HaMishcha Lisartava. They would keep the fire back and forth, up and down, the way the Mishnah described earlier. They would keep doing it until they would see someone else light that fire on another mountain called Sartava. That's north of Har HaZesim, a little bit to the east. The Gemara says there was a distance of 8 parsois. That's the amount that you could see under such circumstances. Umi Sartava Ligrefina. So on Sartava, the person holding the stick with the fire would also be Moilachu Nevi, Milo Moirid, until he would see them do the same on the third in these series of mountains called Grafina. Umi Grafina leChavron. The fourth mountain was Chavron. All of this was closer and closer toward Bavel. Umi Chavron lebeis Bilton. That's the fifth mountain. That's mamish at the edge of Eretz Yisrael near Bavel. Zakta Mishnah, umi beis Bilton, from beis Bilton. Lo izazu misham. They wouldn't leave there. Maybe they would continue this motion of forward, back with the fire, umalo, married up and down, until the person doing this was able to see all of the gaila, literally the Yidden in Galus. But the Gemara says it means just the city of Pumpadisa in Bavel. Pumpadisa was the main yeshiva in Bavel during that time. Now the people in Pumpadisa, they didn't have mountains in Pumpadisa, but they could see the mountains. They could see the mountains of Beis Bilton. When they saw this fire on that mountain, and they saw the motions which indicated this was part of the chain of letting them know when Rosh Chodesh was, then the people of Pumpadisa went up to their rooftops with a torch in their hands, and there were so many people doing this that it looked like the entire city of Pumpadisa was Kimedura Se'esh, as if it was one big bonfire. The people in the rest of Bavel, they knew about this from the fires of Pumpadisa. Okay, in our Mishnah we learned that there was a Seder of how the fires were lit. Let's start out in Har HaZesim, from there toward the northeast. The next mountain was Sartava. The people on Sartava, when they saw the fire in Har HaMishcha, they started theirs. And it went from Sartava to Grafina. This is toward the northeast, toward Bavel, from Grafina to Chavron, from Chavron to Beis Bilton. And Beis Bilton was like the last stop in this particular Seder of mountains. Now, Be'emes, the Gemara says they lit it on many mountains, but toward Bavel, the main mountains, these were the five. It would be the last mountain they would light the fire on, near the northeast border, still in Eretz Yisrael, but at the edge of Eretz Yisrael. From there, they would be able to see it in Pumpadisa. In Pumpadisa, there were no mountains, but everyone went up to the top of their roofs, and that's where they lit it from. And it looked like the entire city lit up. It was Kimedura Se'esh. From Pumpadisa, the other people in Bavel were able to see when Rosh Chodesh was.